we are back. It is halftime in Huntley. The Red Raiders lead the McHenry Warriors 16-0. And before we get into the halftime report, a quick second from our sponsor, Tommy.
Yes, this Huntley High School football game is underwritten by part by Huntley Realty. Call Huntley Realty at 847-669-4010. That's 847-669-4010 for all your real estate needs.
And what a first half for Huntley that it was. And we knew coming in that the ground game was going to be a big focal point for the Raiders. And they were running Hayden Jahnke early and often, Tommy.
Yeah, they wanted to go to the ground, and that's exactly what they did. Another huge part about the game is that defense with their turnovers. They're making sure that they get to the ball, punch it out, and make sure that they can take advantage of that fumble.
Yeah, the offense finding a groove up the middle of that Warriors defensive line and their linebackers. And like you mentioned, on the defensive side, four fumbles already for the Warriors. Luckily for them, technically two of them were recovered, but Huntley gave it right back on their own return. But yeah, four fumbles for the Warriors in that first half. Ball control is definitely going to be something that they're going to be focused on in the halftime.
Yes, McHenry has to go into the locker room, talk to their guys, and making sure that they're doing their jobs. Like we said at the beginning of the game, Nemo wanted his guys to make sure that they were doing their assignments, not making mistakes like McHenry's doing right now. And that's what they need to snip in the butt. Because they need to go in the locker room, figure out a way to make sure that they're not doing all these errors.
Yeah, you got to think that Coach Namola is pretty happy with what he saw out of his squad in that first half. You know, you might want to see some more accuracy and some completed passes in your passing game, but as we mentioned, with the running game working as well as it is, you know, you're controlling the clock, controlling the pace of the game. Force the Warriors to have to play your game, and that's exactly what the Raiders are doing.
Yes, they're setting the tempo for sure. They're playing at their pace, making sure that they control the game, and that's why the score right now reflects that.
As the Bradley Band gets ready to perform their set on the field, with the teams in the locker room making their adjustments. One adjustment, what would you say is one adjustment that the Warriors need to make, Tommy, in the second half?
The Warriors, what they need to do, their fumbles, they're making sure to recover. I'd say that their most important thing is to snip the penalties. The penalties is something that they can't control and that they need to make sure that they're doing a better job of. Making sure that they're reading what people are saying, not making mistakes individually that may cost the team overall.
Yeah, lots of penalty yardage tacked on to the Warriors, as we've seen them in multiple first, second, third, you know, 15s, 20s, you know. Haven't quite got to the 30s yet, but yeah, definitely something that needs to be cleaned up for McHenry is, you know, like you said, that's something that they can control. And when you shoot yourself in the foot and you already are struggling to stop the run, that's where things start to snowball.
Yes, and another thing I've noticed here, Anthony, is once McHenry does have a couple good possessions, that's when a mistake randomly pops up like a penalty. They are getting down the field. They are making some good plays. It's just once they make a couple good plays, a penalty or a fumble ultimately stunts their drive.
Yeah, you're right on, Tommy. I mean, they've had momentum. I mean, they were inside the 15-yard line at one point, and by the end of the drive, they were almost at the 30. So, yeah, penalties are momentum killers, as well as those turnovers and those fumbles. So it's just the McHenry offense has just never really been able to get into a groove. And, you know, a lot of credit to the Raiders defense, though. Mm-hmm. You know, they're setting the edge. They're flying around like Namola wanted, and they're making plays.
Yeah, I will say, though, you asked me what McHenry needs to change in the second half, and I think that's something that Huntley might need to change, is making sure that they're clinical on these fumbles. Again, Three out of four of those fumbles weren't recovered for anything. One got picked up at the 40-yard line on our end and then ran to the 40-yard line on their end just to be fumbled by our own guy. So, again, being clinical when they make mistakes.
Yeah, when you've got a solid first half lead, now is the point that, you know, you get into that second half and you just need to focus on the mechanics, focus on the little things, you know, don't let one little mistake here, one little mistake there end up in a snowball effect that gets McHenry right back into this game.
Yes, once they come out on the field here, they are receiving the ball to start the second half. And what they need to do right here is set the tone, let the McHenry players know what they're bringing in this second half.
Yeah, I'd expect another heavy dose of Hayden Jahnke for the Raiders, but don't sleep on Zach Rios and even Bryce Walker picking up some carries here and there.
Yes, a lot of these times when Bryce Walker goes with a fake, they're not giving him the ball on that that end around. And what I feel like, one of these times, they're just going to hand it to him. They're going to think that Hayden has the ball. Oops, there he goes for a nice game.
Well, and we've already seen that in this one where, you know, constant fakes to Walker in motion and then hands off to Jahnke where he runs it up the middle. And then once the defense sees that three, four, five times, then all of a sudden, boom, you hit him real quick with Walker coming across, and he was able to pick up a first down in that first half.
Yeah, another thing that I loved about that is they stopped with the fake on one of those plays, and they just decided to give the guy the ball. He ran it straight up the middle that time for a first down and 7 yards. And, man, if he can get a couple more like that where they know what's coming, they know the runs are going to happen, they just can't stop it.
Yeah, focusing on those drive movers and, you know, drive sustaining plays is what's going to be important for Huntley. You know, we've talked about it with McHenry limiting the turnovers. Huntley needs to do the same thing.
And like Nemo wanted earlier, I think that the Huntley football team is doing what their coach wants. And they're doing what, overall, McHenry wants to do, and that's control the game. Control the tempo of the game, make sure that their guys are set before the play even starts, making sure their guys know what assignments they have before the play even starts. And that's the name of the game with this Huntley team, is they know where they're going to be, they know what they're going to run, and they're just doing it with no opposition.
Here, we talked about it in the pregame, we've talked about it throughout. What are those key indicators that you can look at that are going to tell the story of the game? Well, you look at time of possession, check for Huntley. You look at turnovers, check for Huntley. You know, it's all these little penalties, check for Huntley. It's all these little things that play into the overall story of the game. And when all those things are going your way, you're able to run out the clock like they are with Jahnke and really just control the game, as we are approaching about 5 minutes left in halftime as the Huntley band exits the field after a great performance for halftime.
We're going to see if McHenry wants to come out here and rush the ball again. They were doing very good with their rushing attempts at the beginning of this game, and they kind of just stopped doing that. They started turning to their pass game, and let's see if they pick it back up again, see if they can get their run game going here in the second half.
Well, they're going to need to get a stop on defense first, and that's where you look at Huntley, that they can really put some breathing room between them and the Warriors with this opening drive of the first half.
Yes, and I also was talking about McHenry getting their running game going. Huntley needs to get their passing game going. They've been running the rock all night. Let's see if they can get their wide receivers involved in the play. Again, both the wits are out here. Both the wits did great last week. Let's see if they can get the wits involved in this match.
Yeah, a lot of firepower on that Huntley, on that Huntley offense. So we'll see how it's utilized in this second half as we approach under 4 minutes. So your athletes can get in, get out. As halftime is approaching its end, the Red Raiders team coming out of the locker room. Wotas, the kicker, already out there practicing from about 25 yards out, getting that extra point distance under control after he missed one in the first half. And we'll take one more quick break for Tommy to give us our sponsor again.
Yeah, this halftime show has been brought to you by this Huntley High School halftime show has been underwritten in part by Huntley Realty. Huntley Real Estate has been helping homeowners close on their new homes in Huntley for the past 17 years. For more information on any of your real estate needs, call Huntley Realty at 847-669-4010. Again, 847-669-4010.
As McHenry breaks their huddle from behind the far side goalpost, they get back onto their sidelines. Huntley's looks like starters are now getting back onto the field. As we get under a minute and a half before this second half starts, and you got the student section pounding their feet again.
Yeah, it looks like Huntley's back out here to get their warm-ups back going. Get the legs going, get the legs moving, get the body going. Overall, get stretched out so they're prepared for the second half.
Yeah, you're seeing the stretch lines out of McHenry, but all the Red Raiders are standing in a line on the sideline as now they get their static stretches going with 50 seconds before halftime. It was an exciting first half for the Raiders, looking to continue that energy into this second half. And I gotta say, Tommy, looking down onto the field, the Red Raiders have a TV that they are able to go back and watch film. I don't remember that back in our day playing.
Hey, I'm so sorry I've been quiet there for the past 10 seconds. That's all I've been staring at. I don't know where they got it or where it came from, but this is a lot more nicer than what we had going on when we were around. All we had, we didn't have tablets for 3 of the 4 years I was here, so this is new to me.
Yeah, we had a whiteboard.
Good old-fashioned whiteboard.
Going back to the X's and the O's. No more of those. As now the play uploads right to the screen through some technological device.
Yeah, and I don't know how much film they're watching right now, being up 16-0. They're making sure that if they do make a mistake, they're probably going back and watching that. But other than that, I don't think they're watching much film.
That's a very good point. An overall clean half out of the Raiders as they circle up around their kicker and get their final pregame juices going.
Yeah, they're definitely getting the chance going. They need to get their intensity picked up, make sure that they finish out this game strong.
Sam DeLegio tossing the ball around on the sideline with a little bit of swagger, up 16. He's feeling good. I wouldn't expect to see too many passes to be aired out from DeLegio in this one. Who knows, though? Hey, maybe we'll see him use those legs.
Maybe we'll see. I think this second half, they're going to try to get the ball out to Walker or maybe even get Rios involved in the game a little bit more.
Yeah, Rios, a nice game last week with 40 yards and a touchdown. So a little two-headed monster out of that backfield for the Raiders. They're certainly going to be leaning on that, up 16. They had to add a couple of minutes back to the clock, as now we're at about a minute and a half remaining. The Raiders are back on the sidelines. McHenry's in their team huddle just off of their own sideline.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on with that. They were doing warm-ups out there with about 50 seconds left on the clock. Why not give them a couple seconds to get their water in, make sure that the kids are all right to start the match?
Minute left before half, or before the second half. The Raiders will be back to receive the kickoff, looking for a quick momentum swinging score to really put some room between them and the Warriors.
It was a gold night here for the student sections. Everybody's wearing their best gold t-shirts, making sure that they're being loud and proud for their Raider Nation.
Hey, we've even seen a banana costume tonight.
We've seen it all out here. We've seen a fumble go one way and then go back the other way. We've seen it. There's beach balls going out there. There's people are partying out there. It's a party in the student section.
We'll see how long that beach ball lasts. As they were told earlier in the game not to throw nothing around, so we will see how long that beach ball lasts. And if it makes its way onto the field, as it just did onto the track, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't got a teacher out there crooking their back, yelling at these kids to stop it, but let the kids play.